College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know old man Kenny from Gig Harbor is. Old man Kenny, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, you crazy kids.
What's up, Kenny?
Now, offline, Kenny told me that he did play you once, Steven. He lost, but he did listen to the cheat sheet yesterday. He's got a chance. Is that right, Kenny?
I won't drop a deuce like last time. How's that?
All right.
Let's hope not.
I shouldn't, anyways.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Old Man Kenny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
As I can be.
Red Hot Chili Peppers have the hit song Under the What?
Bridge.
Correct. Who is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show this year?
Ryan Gosling?
No.
No, headlining the Super Bowl halftime. Beyonce?
No.
Pass.
What candy bar claims to be named after one of President Grover Cleveland's children? Correct. Who played the title character in the romantic comedy Lars and the Real Girl?
That's Ryan Gosling.
There we go. According to Japanese legend, a sick person will recover if they fold 1,000 of what type of origami?
We'll pass.
Tallahassee is the capital of what U.S. state?
Florida.
Correct. What month is Earth closest to the sun?
January, February.
January, yes. What kind of icing traditionally goes on carrot cake?
Cheese? Some type of cheese. Dang it. Pass.
What do you call a female horse?
Excuse me?
What do you call a female horse?
A mare.
And yes.
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese, yes.
Woo!
Okay, old man Kenny.
Finish strong there.
You got 7 correct. That's way better than dropping a deuce.
Holy rosary, huh?
Be very proud of that performance, Kenny.
What's that? I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, be very proud of that performance.
Well, thank you, dear.
Yeah.
And even though you listened to the cheat sheet, you could have got one more correct. But that's okay. Dang you it. Still did great, Kenny.
Well, whew. Thank you, guys.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Red Hot Chili Peppers have the hit song Under the What?
Bridge.
You know it. Who is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show this year?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Drake.
What candy bar claims to be named after one of President Grover Cleveland's children?
What candy bar? Milky Way?
No.
Whatchamacallit?
No.
Snickers?
No. Who played the title character in the romantic comedy Lars and the Real Girl?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a weird movie.
Lars Ulrich.
No.
James Hetfield.
No.
Kirk Hammett.
No. According to Japanese legend, a sick person will recover if they fold 1,000 of what type of origami?
Paper airplanes?
No.
Squares?
No.
Birds?
No. Tallahassee is the capital of what U.S. state?
Florida.
Correct. What month is Earth closest to the sun?
January.
Yes. What kind of icing traditionally goes on carrot cake?
Cream cheese.
Yes. What do you call a female horse?
A mare.
Wow, yes. The iPad was first released in what early 2010s year?
2011.
No.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, I need to ask Taryn and Danny what they think about something. Because at the moment, you got 6 correct.
Okay.
I said, according to Japanese legend, a six-part person will recover if they fold 1,000 of what type of origami?
He said bird, and it's a crane.
Are cranes birds?
Cranes are birds.
You need to be more specific, right?
Yes!
Could have been an origami eagle, you know?
Yeah, I think so. He would have never got that. So that
means...
Yeah,
I don't even know what a crane is, to be honest with you. So I don't
either. That's why I was like, are cranes birds?
You guys don't know
birds?
What a crane is? I know that's like one of the most prevalent birds in our state.
Okay.
Oh, you're full of crap. No, it's not.
I see
not.
Cranes all the time. Great cranes. They're all over.
Yeah, I see cranes all over, too, because of all the construction that's happening. I see one right across right there in the window.
Yeah, Taryn, you're talking nonsense.
Oh, my
gosh. But that means, old man Kenny, you won 7-6. Let's go.
Hey, got you, Mix.
Yes, you did. Kenny, you rock.
Steve, you really did need the cheat sheet.
I start off real bad.
Yeah, you almost didn't know Kendrick Lamar. Good thing you got that. Old Man Kenny guessed Ryan Gosling for that, which was precious because that was on the cheat sheet, and that's the title character of Lars and the Real Girl. What candy bar claims to be named after one of the President Grover's Cleveland's children? He got that, Baby Ruth.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I was trying to think of any candy bar that had a name in it, and I was just stumped.
I personally love Whatchamacallit.
Yes. Hey, Whatchamacallit, get over here.
Get over here. And then the iPad was first released in what, early 2010s year? It was 2010. So if you guessed that, you would have tied, but Old Man Kenny won.
Let's go. The Super Bowl is this Sunday, and all week we need you to help us out with making us a Super Bowl commercial. We're very much on a budget. We cannot afford a commercial on our own.
Our budget is $0.
So all you have to do is go to the Odyssey app, and then you can record your big game ad through our voice messages feature. And we have another submission for you to hear after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
All week long, we are looking at you, Rockaholics. We need you to make a Super Bowl commercial. But all you have to do is hit up the Odyssey app and record your big game ad in whatever style you would like. Leave a voice message with your Super Bowl commercial all about our show. And Steve Miggs, we can ask people to be dramatic. They can be funny. Yeah. We will spice it up. We'll add music and make it really, really, really
We'll make
special.
It sound professional. And I use that term very loosely.
And here's one we played yesterday.
Shows are professional, polished, predictable. This is not one of those shows. Taryn Daly is a farm girl, hippie with a simple philosophy. Why call a cab when you can walk home? Spoiler alert, she never makes it.
Nope.
Miggs is a pro wrestler. He's bald, and he's known for passing out at literally any moment. Don't forget about Danny V. He lives for emo music and pizza. If Sadness had a sound, he'd play it at full volume. With extra cheese. And then there's Sarah, 50, married, and still partying harder than everyone half her age. This is not just a radio show. This show is stupid, and I love every second of it. Welcome to the Daily Mix Show. Oh, and yes, Mix is still unconscious.
He pretty much nailed everything about our show.
That was amazing.
All right, we do have a new submission for the Super Bowl for the big game ads. Are you ready for it?
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, we'll see how this one goes.
Hey, this is Angela, and I made you guys a Super Bowl commercial. In a world where people are good on the bean and eat knuckles, comes a show of pure intelligence. In a day and time where one man wears spandex and pretend fights his friends to keep all of us safe. As they deal with a man full of emotion, crying to songs by Fall Out Boy. All while proving that ageism does not exist with the 50-something ratchet girl that lives on Mercer Island. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the Daily Mix Show!
That was really good.
Because then to make fun of your age or your taste in music.
Yeah, why am I always 50? Again?
Thriving, though, Sarah. 50 and thriving.
No 50-year-old's thriving, okay?
We may have inadvertently created that kind of stigma about you on the show.
Whoa.
I don't know if you've been listening in the past year. But,
oh, yeah.
Well, I thought it was 40. How did I jump 10 years?
You age quick.
My gosh.
You're like a dog.
That is also not a compliment, Steve.
Oh,
I'm a 50-year-old and like a dog?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the NFL, there's a brother of a former NFL senior VP of officiating, Dean Blandino.
Okay, I know that guy's name.
He has made this claim that the league is rigged and that Blandino, along with other employees, have had to sign non-disclosure agreements preventing them from revealing what is the truth here. The comments have added fuel to the fire of this ongoing conspiracy, specifically about the Kansas City Chiefs.
I was going to say, the Kansas City Chiefs' entire playoff run, and in fact, the entire season, people have just constantly, see, like after their game, you go on social media and people are like, this league is rigged. People have given up on football because they feel like that the NFL is just doing everything in its power to make sure that the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Do you think that's true, Steve Miggs?
Of course.
I mean, I'll buy it.
No, I don't. I've had the hardest time with this one because I'm like, you know, there's a very good chance that we're completely wrong, and it is. But I feel like there's just way too many factors
for them to be able to get away with it for this many years. And I know maybe that's just a blind way to look at things, but there are a lot of football players that have done a lot of sketchy things in the NFL that would probably be willing to just roll over and share all this information to whoever is willing to give them a couple extra bucks. There's a lot of broke football players. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's just too many factors and there's too many people that could screw this all up. I mean, obviously, if they're saying that the referees are in on it and it's not the players, but I feel like at some point somebody's going to say something and it's not the brother of a guy who's an official.
Well, the reporter that actually brought this up to the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, had this to say.
Officiating has favored the Chiefs, not my perception, public perception. How much of a concern is that for you in the league?
Well, this sort of reminds me a little bit of the script, right? That I write a script and I have the script for the entire season.
Oh, okay. So it is true. I'm a dad.
Mystery solved.
Props to the reporter for even asking the question, because I'm sure that's kind of an awkward thing to ask, but I think it's awesome that he asked. And here's actually, Roger did go more into detail about it.
Listen, I think from a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media and they get a new life. And so I understand that. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously.
I mean, their standards are good when the Kansas City Chiefs are doing things right?
But at the end of the day, you know, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better at all times?
But has anyone looked into how many of the officials are Swifties? I'm just curious. Okay. I want to see their Spotify Unwrapped from last year. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Were they listening to the Tortured Poets Department all year?
Of course.
Is it the Tortured Poets Department?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if it was a society. I've lost track. That album kind of went in and out of my ear. It's not that great.
None of them are.
There are some... What? You both shut your mouth. There are some bangers.
There's some news that came out on this broccoli recall, and this broccoli could kill you. Many people have opinions online, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
If you shop for your broccoli florets at Walmart, you're going to want to know about this recall for the market side brand broccoli florets. It has been escalated to a class one recall. This is the news report all about it.
Administration says a broccoli product recall is now a class one health alert. The FDA says consumption of the affected broccoli could cause serious health risks or even death because of listeria bacteria.
And even death?
Yeah.
Broccoli could kill you.
Listeria is no laughing matter, Steve.
Contamination. The recall is for Braggafish broccoli florets sold in Walmarts in 20 states, including Kentucky, and have a Best Buy sale date of December 10th, 2024.
All right, there we go.
And Washington is one of the states.
So yeah, I saw Idaho as well.
Check your freezers, you know. Many people, though, want to weigh in on this, as they do. So we have to go straight to the comments.
And so this time around, we decided to enlist our resident vegetable connoisseur, the man that loves all things vegetables, especially broccoli, and that is Steve the Thrill Hill from the Men's Room.
He can't get enough.
He just refuses to eat anything but vegetables. If you listen to the Men's Room, you know he has nothing but love for vegetables. So we found some of these posts about the broccoli recall, gave him the Thrill, and said, hey, would you care to read these? And he did just that.
Boy.
Are you ready for the comments as read to us by Thrill from the Men's Room?
Yes.
Risk of death. Sweet, I've been avoiding death my whole f***ing life.
I mean, that actually could be from Thrill. I don't think he's ever had a vegetable.
I feel like every one of these comments could be Thrill then.
Yeah.
What do you expect, man? Broccoli's the f***ing worst. No broccoli and beef. No worries here.
No broccoli and beef, no worries here. You're right. These all could be just Thrill's opinion.
Yes.
I did not have death by broccoli on the 2025 Doomsday chart, but here we are.
Like, I get what they're saying, but when you see like them in the headlines, and it's like broccoli could kill you, you're like, geez, what the hell? And
Then
you read this, you're like, oh, okay, thanks. Thanks for scaring the living crap out of me.
Yes.
This is why I stick to donuts. Never seen a donut recalled.
You know what? That's a solid point. Eat more donuts.
Yeah.
Said no doctor ever.
And we have one more comment from Thrill about the broccoli.
So this is why my wife keeps feeding me broccoli. That bitch is trying to kill me. I wasn't talking about you, baby. You know I never talk about you like that.
I would like to do a recall on broccoli haircuts, though.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That's all. I get it. When we were in high school, I feel like we all... just become like a bunch of little followers. Like you see somebody that's popular, they do something, you all want to dress that way, you all want to look that way. But I see it a lot at the gym because that's really the only time that I'm around the young kids.
The youths.
The youths. Hello, fellow kids. Can I jump in on this set? And it's like every kid has the exact same broccoli haircut. Yep.
So wild. And then did you see some of them are actually getting perms?
I was
to
wondering
do it.
That. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because like my nephew, he's got, last time I went, he doesn't have it anymore, but the time before he did. And I was like, he had curly hair. And I'm like, okay. Like that's, it is what it is if you're trying to get that kind of a hairstyle. But the fact that people are going out of their way to look that stupid is impressive.
But think about how long perms have not been super popular. Perms are having their moment again, Steve.
Are they even calling it perms, though?
I don't know.
They're probably just saying they're getting their hair curled.
An iconic rock singer that retired from singing is back at it again. We're going to tell you what's trending after The Offspring.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we know that many of you are waking up ready to seize the day, carpe diem. And we are trying to help you out with pop culture because there's a lot going on. And we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There is this American Airlines pilot who has gone viral because he gave this message to the passengers that were flying from Jacksonville to Miami last Thursday, just one day after that tragic crash in D.C.
Oh, okay.
The passenger who posted this said it was honestly what everybody needed to hear.
Maybe fearful about flying, and that's certainly understandable, but just please know that my first officer and our flight attendants and myself place your safety and the responsibility of caring about your families, your vacations, your needs at the highest level. I have no higher calling than carefully and professionally transporting you today. So with that, relax and enjoy the beautiful evening that we get to fly in. We'll be underway shortly. Welcome aboard.
What a nice guy.
I don't know. I kind of expect a little bit more. I mean, I was kind of expecting something a little bit more profound. It's just like, okay. You know, we're going to do our job. We're going to get you there safe.
He said it was his highest calling, Steve. And he meant it.
I don't know if I'm freaking out about being on a plane. Like, well, he said we're going to get there safe. I'm sure, I guess if he's going to be like, man, I hope we get there, guys.
Fingers crossed.
Right? You know, it's nice, I guess.
You do you guess?
All right, moving on. Let's talk a little bit about Aerosmith. Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but Aerosmith's done. Like, you know, Steven Tyler said, hey, I can't sing anymore. I can't hit those high notes anymore. So we're just going to call it a day with the band. And that seemed to be the end of his career as a singer up until this past week because he was having a Grammys watch party over at the Hollywood Palladium, jumped up on stage and decided to sing. And what did he sing? An Extreme song of all things. He had Nuno Bettencourt, you know, the guitarist from Extreme, and they went up there and they sang their one huge hit, More Than Words. I'd rather hear the pilot guy talking. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Were you ever into this song?
No.
This song, I'll never... Every time I hear it, it almost triggers teenage Steve again getting mad. I remember being a kid and like being like, brand new Extreme song. And they had like a rocking song.
Sure.
I was a little metalhead watching Headbangers Ball, not going out on the weekend, sitting at home, watching Ricky Rackman at like midnight, getting all excited. I know it's very sad.
So edgy.
Such a loser.
I was wearing my leather motorcycle jacket and my spiked hair.
All by yourself, nowhere to go.
Well, mom and dad were in their bedroom. And my brother's in the other room.
They wouldn't even hang out with you.
No. Who would? At midnight to watch Headbangers Ball with me? And I'm like watching it. I'm like, new Extreme. This is going to be awesome. And then this song. Is what I remember like coming so close. I want to like throw my TV on the floor.
Seriously.
I'm like, what is this crap? Where's the drums?
What a letdown.
Yeah. I mean, why is this song? They would play the power ballads on Headbangers Ball as well. I get it because it's still a heavy metal band. But I remember being so mad. So it doesn't even matter if he did it well. I would still like not want to hear that version.
I mean, he doesn't. You can tell that's Steven Tyler, but he clearly doesn't have the same power that he did after the vocal cord injuries.
Yeah, I think he did like some other songs as well, like a couple of their classics. But like, I got to imagine he can only pick and choose which songs he can do. So I don't think this is going to lead to Aerosmith getting back together again and them going on tour. But it's so cool that, I mean, yeah, you don't have to give up 100% on it. You can just do it whenever you feel like it.
There was a lot of interesting fashion at the Grammys, but one that turned a lot of heads was what Jaden Smith was wearing. He had this, they're calling it wearable art. It was like this castle, this big house on his head with his face sticking out of it, and it was designed by a Bodhi. If you have, Steve, $4,600, you could get one too. And they'll even customize the measurements to fit your big bald head.
Nice.
Yeah.
Could you imagine selling that one to my wife? Sorry, we can't go to our vacation that we're trying to plan because, well, tax return came back. Bought myself a Bodhi
face castle.
He looks so stupid.
He did look pretty dumb.
I didn't understand. Like, how do you go out and say, yeah, this is the look that I want to have happen at the Grammys?
I'm going to show off how much of a fashionista I am.
Your wife's kind of like a designer lady, though. Maybe she'd appreciate it.
Designer lady.
Yeah, that's what they call him, right?
She likes designer clothing. I think you could spin this, Steve.
Yeah, I think you could too. One. Maybe before we had our kids, she was into a little bit like spending a couple extra dollars on some like nice jeans. She's kind of like moved past that. She's like all the clothes that she's buying nowadays are just solely for Tatum. Like she's just like, you know, like it's not working a day job where she has to go and dress up or anything like that. But you know, maybe like 6 years ago, I could have pulled this off.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a record of 34 wins, 21 losses, and 5 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.